the rules of the radio say I got to identify myself if I want to get on here. So I'm telling you now, I'm Jim Demko. And come lately, a couple of aphorisms have been bouncing around in my brain like loose billiard balls. So I figured the only way to get them out was to download them to you. The first, from the 70s Sean Connery sci-fi flick Zardoz, that's Z-A-R-D-O-Z. I have seen the future, and it doesn't work. The second comes from an old comic strip, Pogo. I have seen the enemy, and they is us. Any 10-year-old can tell you there are only so many fish that can survive in a fishbowl. If you give them the size of the tank and the fish, how much stuff they eat and excrete, and the name of the kid who's in charge of cleaning the stuff out of the bowl, they can probably do the arithmetic and give you a pretty good guess what that number is. Same thing goes for living here on the surface of the bowl. Like George Carlin said, or was it Chief Sealth? If you keep dropping your stuff in your own bowl, someday you're going to suffocate in your own stuff. We think we got a pile of good reasons for the stuff we think and the stuff we believe, but mostly we believe the stuff we're taught by our family, our friends, and the people we trust, our culture. Why should they lie? But a lot of the stuff we've been told about how the fishbowl systems work, the economic systems, the political systems, the life ecosystems, is beginning to sound like bull stuff. The tank is getting pretty murky, and the systems are about to tank. You can diss the 1% all you want, and you won't get any argument from me. These guys are some real sick smucks. But, as Pogo points out, it's us buying their stuff. The cheap plastic crap that clogs our closets, fills our landfills, and fouls the fishbowl. And it's us buying their bull stuff that our current corny capitalist consumerist system is the only system that works, and a lot of other questionable stuff. Look around. How's the system working for you? How's it going to work for your kids? As the season of conspicuous consumption consumes us all, just maybe we ought to consider how much stuff we really need to buy. And remember, it's all just stuff. This commentary was brought to you by Homo Sapiens for Species and Self-Preservation, reminding you there's bad stuff and there's good stuff. Try to buy the good stuff, and wishing you all happy days.